So I was always going around and seeing what he could do. he said, well, that's their proficiency badges. I said, okay. What do you have to do to get those? He said, well, you know, there's a whole section of categories you can choose from, and you do something and do the test and you get the badge. I said, okay, what's an easy one? He said, survival. I didn't wholeheartedly think that was a great way to go, but anyway, I said, okay, so go to the scoutmaster and he'll give you whatever you need. So I go to him and said, survival, I'd like to give you. Okay, all right, we're going to give you two matches, and there's some wood out there. I want you to light a fire. Okay, you only get the two matches. Now it's raining and has been raining. It's England, and it's been raining for about a month. And needless to say, I failed the survival test, but I am here anyway. So, so I went back in, really pissed off, you know, and said, look, no one can light a fire with two matches in England. So, I said, what else can I do? So the scoutmaster said, well, aren't you musical? I said, well, yes. And so he said, well, bring me a guitar and sing us a song and I'll give you a badge. I said, done. So the very first song I ever sung in public for my badge was Peggy Sue by Hill. And so anyway, I came, I brought my guitar, I played Peggy Sue, and he gave me a badge. So I got that. So that was wonderful. And thank you so much. so that will so colorful. So we fast forward here to a few years ago when I had the honor of finding out that Maria Elena Holly, Buddy's widow, had started a Buddy Holly Educational Foundation for those who don't have the wherewithal to buy instruments or get lessons and stuff like that. So, and what she was doing was she was having clones made of Buddy's guitar, like this is a clone of his guitar. And each one she had made, she would call, name one of the guitar, one of Buddy's songs. So I did get the guitar called Peggy Sue. But there was a little problem about that to start with, because the guy called me up and he said, what would you like? I said, oh gosh, I love Peggy Sue. It's the first song I ever sang. I love it. So he said, okay, let me see what I can do. He said, oh, sorry, that one's reserved to Paul McCartney. I said, oh, okay, he is a Beatle, you know. You can have that one. I'll have Maybe Baby or something like that. It's so easy, whatever. And he said, fine. So I didn't think any more about it. And then 3 months later, the guy calls back and he says, would you still like Peggy Sue at the guitar? I said, of course I would. He said, what's the problem? He said, we couldn't get a hold of Paul McCartney. So I said, well, that's kind of a backhanded compliment. Paul's not from Clinton. Okay, well, I'll take it. So here it is. And the one thing that is very, very special about this guitar, and the first 20 that Maria Elena had made, is that Buddy saved the frets that he changed on his guitar after he won them out, after writing all those incredible songs. And so Maria put had the luthiers put a fret, one of Buddy's frets, in the first 20 guitars. And right in here is one of Buddy's frets. Which is, sometimes I just stick my finger in my hole and I touch it. Because I can. incredible guitar player, singer. So my dearest friend, he's going to come out and help me here, and we're going to play a lot of songs for you. Please give a big, big welcome to Mr. Gordon Kennedy. So he left, and rest in peace, wonderful man. And so I had 1 week left. And so I woke up that Thursday, the last week, and I decided I better get my act together here. I'm getting a little panicky. So in the morning, I picked up the guitar, and I wrote Show Me the Way. That's enough of that. So what I would like is, if possible, it's slightly humiliating, but I think you can handle it. I'll be doing it with you, but I'd like you to be the talk box and sing the melody, okay? So we'll have a little rehearsal. I have to say, I knew And so I'm going to ask you to do it in places where you normally, it's not on the record, so I like to, you've got to keep on your toes, but keep singing. So, here we go.
Wow.
somewhere that meant something to me in Manhattan. And so I said, Electric Lady Studios. So, and I went back there, and it was like, I think the first line of the interview is, he said it was like one large goosebump. So, and it really was, because Humble Pie mixed Robin Trommel and did the edit on I Don't Need No Doctor, which we all hated doing, but we did it. And then I did quite a few sessions for other people, and then we recorded Frampton's Camel there. And we lost our drummer for whatever reason, and so it was Rick Wills, Mick Gallagher, and myself. It was Frampton's Camel at that point. And I asked Eddie Kramer, and we need a drummer who's a really good session drummer, but someone who swings and rocks, you know. So he gave me three numbers. First one didn't answer, second one didn't answer, the third one answered, and it was the drummer that then became our great drummer, my favorite all-time drummer, John Sionis. The funny thing about it is, that was the only time he ever picked up the phone when it rang. So I was very glad that he did that. And the very first track that we recorded for Frampton's Camel was this one.
Until this all it means.
Do I have a favorite song that I'd like to play still?
Still?
Smiles on my face is definitely one of my all-time favorites. Donald. That's, the crew would, they would punish me for that. And pay them thousands of dollars fine. So, yes, a few years ago, Stay and be my guest. Isn't it good? No, we can go. another field is plowed.
Don't know why. We don't know.
line for Dave, and obviously I had sort of known him a little bit beforehand because of my dad, had a great relationship with all the viewers, but especially Dave and George. And my dad said, you guys, if you want, you know, if you want to bring your guitars to school at lunchtime, I'll put them in my office and then, you know, I'll leave it unlocked and come and get your guitars and then go and jam, you know? I don't think he used that term jam, though. So we did. We would bring our guitars to school and I would play Shadows numbers, Hank Marvin and everything, and they would teach me Buddy Holly and Eddie Cochran numbers. on stage here in San Francisco. What a fantastic thing.
Why do you? Oh, baby, I love you.
of some firefly. But now they have the dollar sign. Shine, shine, I can't see them. I'm in the line. But don't hesitate. So yes, this song. Oh yes, the CD. That's right. I forgot about my own CD. So anyway, the CD, and really excited about having that out there. And I'd never really thought about doing an all acoustic CD or an all acoustic tour. So I finished half of the CD, and then we embarked on our first raw tour, one of these, on the East Coast. And not knowing whether I was going to like it, we walked on, and I walked on and did my first number, and realized this was completely different from the band. It was a completely different communication, and it was much more intimate. And it's like you guys are in the living room with us, you know. So anyway, I had thought, well, when I looked at the list of things that I'd chosen to do on the acoustic CD, I thought, well, you can't do You Feel. It's just not going to work. It's not an acoustic number, you know. And it was written when we were jamming many years ago. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll be cool and I'll just stick. Between each track. But I thought better of that. I thought, well, that is a big crawl. So I thought, we went and did the tour in October, and I was so excited by it and inspired that I came back. I think I finished the second half of the CD in about 3 or 4 days. And then I thought, well, let me just try the intro to Do You Feel, and put that. I called my keyboard player, Rob Arthur, and I said, jot down, just put it on send me a stick or whatever it is, email me an MP3 of just the harmony so I can stick it on top. So I just went into my studio and just did that, the intro. And I came into the control room and I started smiling. I thought, it's going to work, so I did. Sort of lead, don't you? You do now. So anyway, this is how it goes. It was if you didn't know.
Sometimes it's as if we don't know.
Yes. One, two, three. So we put them together, the riffs kind of worked together over the top of each other. So we thought we were.